7 minutes past eight. There's further disruption to train services for thousands of rail users this morning. The unofficial action began on Thursday when a driver in Cork refused to facilitate training by driving a different train. Last night, the driver said they'd return to work today, but this morning, Irish Rail said they were refusing to sign an agreement to abide by work practices. Barry Kenny from Irish Rail told us there was nothing new about the commitments being asked for, but Dermot O'Leary from the MBRU union accused the company of trying to intimidate drivers.
I'm at a loss to understand in relation to previous commitments given by drivers. The only commitment given by drivers quite clearly was to press the issue yesterday.
No, on Friday, Dermot, yourself, you came out and said the drivers were going to come back unconditionally, but it actually transpired that what you were seeking for to do was to come back under the terms that had been worked in recent weeks. That is the case. It is very clear,
I'm not going to engage in a conversation that ends up with you accusing train drivers of not driving trains, because that's the sum total of what you're saying, and that's not quite true now.
Well, quite clearly in Cork at the moment, they're not, because there's no trains moving.
Because you have not left them.
Now, the no trains moving in Cork, the 5.15, the 6.30, the 7.30 were all cancelled. The 9.30 Cork to Houston, the 1.30 this afternoon, 2.30, 3.30 and 4.30 Cork to Houston stations are all cancelled. In the opposite direction, Houston to Cork at 10 o'clock, at 11 o'clock, at 12, at 1, at 6, at 7, at 8 and at 9 this evening, Houston to Cork stations have all been cancelled. The 7.15 Tralee to Houston has been cancelled and the 6.30 Houston to Tralee has been cancelled. All Cork Cove and Cork Mallow services and all Cork Tralee services have also been cancelled. There are some services operating on Cork and Kerry routes with bus transfers between Mallow and Cork, 7, 8 and 9. They're all operating 2, 3, 4 and 5 Houston to Cork with bus transfers between Mallow and Cork. They're all operating, but you should be warned that if you intend to go for one of those, then you better arrive at least half an hour early, because the bus transfers will be departing half an hour earlier than the advertised time. It's all a bit of a mess. Let's speak now with Mark Gleeson from Rail Users Ireland and Chris Horan, a train driver and MBRU rep in Dublin, who texted the programme this morning. Mark, if I can start with you, what is the experience of rail users when it comes to this situation?
The current situation we have at the moment is there's a lot of contradictory information coming out of Cork. The drivers have clearly, as you carried this morning, have clearly indicated they're willing to go back to work under a formula worked out by the LRC back in March. They showed up this morning and they weren't allowed to sign on, so there's no trains in Cork. Passengers are very frustrated. This is that, you know, information is contradictory. And in addition to Cork, it's not just Cork. There were 10 cancellations on services out of the Connolly area yesterday as well, which were not noted on the Irish Rail website. So passengers are left significantly in the lurch here. And in particular, we're not quite sure if there are bus transfers being provided for Cork Cove services either.
Is there time for somebody outside the company to get involved to try and sort this dispute out?
I think they desperately need some class of intervention at this point. The Labour Relations Commission have already intervened. They've worked out a formula, which the company seemed agreeable to a number of weeks ago. The drivers have indicated they will work to, yet we still have no services. It's quite a farcical situation of drivers standing around in Cork and passengers standing around in Cork, both of whom want to get on a train but aren't allowed. And I think the key thing with this is this will probably get resolved in the next few weeks, hopefully in the next few days. But longer term, we need some class of statutory procedure in place where Irish Rail are required on a contractual basis to provide a service. If they do not provide the service, the company is penalised. Or if they do provide a better service, that they are get bonuses. In such a way, it would motivate both the management and the staff to sit down and get these things sorted out. Because at the moment, we have a situation where the drivers aren't working, the passengers are left in the lurch, 25,000 left in the lurch, and Irish Rail management are sitting there and they're not suffering at all.
Okay,
it seems quite unfair.
Chris, you're a train driver, you're based in Dublin. Tell us what's going on here. It's very difficult for us to understand, and most of the response from our listeners has been angry, and it's been anger directed at the bus drivers. So why aren't they going to work, or what is stopping them from getting involved in training other drivers?
Well, I understand the public being angry, but it's not always the driver's fault. And in this instance, we have many drivers that won't drive that train and train. That train and train was brought in without agreement. The train and train involves any member of a driving staff being asked to bring out a selection of drivers, training drivers, in other words, maybe up to five or six, and giving them a go. Now, I learned how to drive a car, and I said to my dad, "Will you bring me for a swing in your car?" He said, "No, go get lessons." So I had to go get lessons, and then buy my own car. And the same way, I have a license to drive a train. And I'm not willing to risk that license by allowing other fellas to have a go at driving my train. The company brought in a mentor driving system, and that meant that some fellas asked to become trainers. In other words, bring these lads for spins.
Yeah.
And they should be running the training train. But they're not. It's any driver that has been asked. They send a fella from the school and maybe up to five drivers.
Tell me, is this...
And each of them get a spin.
Is this happening only in Cork?
No. It happens in Inchicore as well. And drivers in Inchicore refuse to drive it. And there's been no disciplining procedures held against them at all.
Why do you think there's been a difference in the attitude or the response from management in Cork?
Oh, it's come from senior management. We had a meeting there not a week ago when one of the senior managers actually lost a head with the rep in Cork and has been blaming the Cork drivers for everything for the last 18 months since the talks began with the reduced work week.
There's obviously a really bad atmosphere then between drivers and management in Cork, and there's probably fault in both sides in that point. But you guys are in Dublin, and is there a suggestion yet that if this continues in Cork, you'll be out as well?
Well, I have to be honest with the public and with you that I'm receiving phone calls constantly from drivers saying what's going on in Cork, and we can't allow these drivers to stay out being taken off the payroll. Now, just like the drivers did need to go back this morning, and that was like grand. The drivers are going back this morning, everything's grand. But when they went in, they were asked to sign documents and all this, which I've never heard of now. I've done strike in 2000 for 10 weeks, and we walked in the door and we never had to sign the document, like, you know?
What?
Asking for the exact same thing as the company are looking for now.
Yeah.
And we were on strike for 10 weeks and we were never asked. So it's amazing. It's an all-time low where a fella's word where he says he'll go back to work and he'll drive the trains is not being taken. You know, like, I was on strike for 10 weeks, and I'll be honest.
Yeah, but
we were
hang
not
on.
Asked to
that,
ask.
That's one side of it. The other side, from management's point of view, is that... if they don't have a commitment, there's a possibility that something else could spark a dispute. Whereas if you all actually sign the document and say, we agree to what we've already agreed, then
again,
you can begin to
no
have...
no problem signing a document, but an open-ended document. If I was to buy a car, say an HP, I'd really read the small print. There's no small print on this. It says all flexibilities. What is all flexibilities? I don't know.
Is it not something that you've already negotiated with them, though, through the Labour Relations Commission?
No, this is the thing. We're in the Labour Relations Commission, and several things the company didn't want to talk about, like that would guarantee their service, rest day work and stuff like that. Somebody said, no, we don't want to talk about that.
How long will it take before drivers in Dublin start to say, look, enough's enough, we're out?
They're already saying it. They've already said it, several of them, and it isn't being highlighted. We've had drivers over the weekend. We've had one in particular that was driving the Cork train, and his train was cancelled on two occasions. The fellow wasn't sent home, which would have escalated. Would have meant other drivers would have gone, said, enough's enough. They're being treated completely different.
You're saying
than
that
the Cork drivers. The Cork drivers are being isolated by the company.
You're saying that there is already.
Already.
Unofficial industrial action going on in Dublin.
But there is several drivers in particular have said no to certain things, and absolutely nothing has been done to aggravate a situation that the company have firmly said it's a Cork issue.
Okay.
In the media.
Okay. Chris, okay? Thanks very much for explaining all
Thank
that to us from your point of view. That's Chris, who's a train driver and also an NBRU rep in Dublin. And we've also heard there from Mark Gleeson from Rail Users Ireland. It's 17 minutes past eight, and it does look as if the situation, which had apparently been solved last night with the issuing of a slightly terse statement from the union in Cork, that has now not been acceptable, because the Irish Rail response has been to ask the drivers in Cork to sign a document which commits them to the flexibilities or to a list of or to an open-ended, according to Chris Horan, range of flexibilities in their work practices. And as a result, a lot of trains this morning have already been cancelled. Full details are available on the Irish Rail website. We'll bring them to you again later on in the programme. But it does seem as if there will be no end in sight, particularly if the drivers in Inchicore end up throwing their support behind the drivers in Cork. It's just coming up to